One of my particularly bubbly college roommates used to find a certain glee in throwing the curtains wide open in the morning and singing loudly to try and wake me up as she danced by my bed. Rise and shine and give God your glory, glory, rise and shine and give God your glory, glory, rise and shine and give God your glory, glory, children of the Lord. You might imagine my own response, which often involved pillow throwing and an uncharitable word or two. Are you someone who gets up easily in the morning? Someone whom it's easy to rouse from sleep? Or are you someone for whom waking is not typically a welcome experience? Someone whom it is usually difficult to rouse? If we were at Redeemer together in the chapel or church, I'd ask for a show of hands at this point. But today, I'll simply envision you responding in the comfort of your own living room, kitchen, patio, or bedroom. I'd also love to hear from you via email, if you'd like. In today's epistle to the Romans, Paul uses the metaphor of waking from sleep to help those who would follow Jesus understand what following Jesus really means, what it entails, what it invites, what it calls out of us individually and collectively, to live as children of the day and not of the night, to live as children of the light and not of the darkness, to live our lives enlightened by the light of the living Christ in and among us. This is, of course, a tall order. We know this because living this way means seeing not just pleasant things, but also unpleasant things, hard and painful things. Living this way means being awake to and conscious of not only those things which we are comfortable, but also those things which make us uncomfortable. It means acknowledging and living in the world as it truly is, and not in the world as it should be or how we might wish it would be. Living this way means seeing poor Lazarus at the gate, begging and covered with sores licked by dogs. It means hearing that cry of the Syrophoenician woman pleading for mercy for her tormented daughter, even as others shout for you to ignore her. It means seeing and hearing that person lying in a ditch along the Jericho Road. To wake from sleep means to see and hear and feel all those things which we would rather not, including those things about ourselves and our own lives. Those of us familiar with the 12 steps of recovery know that the first step is all about waking up, seeing, and acknowledging that which we have denied about ourselves. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol or powerless over fill in the blank, and that our lives had become unmanageable. Waking up is hard. But to wake from sleep in the way that Paul means, and in the way that Jesus lived, and the way that the living Christ opens for us, means not simply to see and hear, feel and touch all these things, but having seen to act, having heard to respond, having felt to then reach out in the way of love, the way that Jesus loved and loved us and still loves us. A tall order indeed. Owe to no one anything except to love one another. The kind of love that inspires honor, that meets disagreement and conflict honestly and peaceably and openly as described in today's gospel, the kind of love that not only enlightens and enlivens, but that ultimately transforms, heals, and renews, renewing the face of the earth beginning with our own. Our epistle today feels especially poignant and relevant for the times we are living in today, especially when it comes to waking up to hard and painful truths about ourselves, our collective history as Americans, and our nation. I just didn't know, and The more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know, are common refrains I've heard from many over the last few weeks and months. I didn't know about the Tuskegee experiments. I didn't know about the Tulsa massacre. I didn't know about redlining and covenants. I just didn't know. Honest confessions expressed with humility, embarrassment, agitation, pain, frustration, regret, dismay. And it is to our very pain and agitation, regret and dismay, even to our hopelessness and discouragement, that Paul speaks these words, the words that we just heard a few minutes ago. You know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. Salvation is nearer to us now. Because being awake, being woken up, being woke, being conscious are the prerequisite for change. We cannot transform that of which we are ignorant, and we cannot heal that to which we are blind. A 19th century hymn by Clara Scott goes like this: Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth you have for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unlock and set me free. Silently now on bended knee, ready I wait your will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth you send so clear. And while the message sounds in my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now on bended knee, ready I wait your will to see. Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine. A friend posted a video on Facebook recently that as of yesterday had received over 107 million views. It was a video that documented something unexpected at a rally in DC not long ago, where two groups of people typically seen as standing on opposite sides of an impenetrable political divide confronted each other. The organizer of the rally decided to give some stage time to the leader of the other group. And when the leader of the other group had finished what he had to say and delivered their message, it became clear that in spite of obvious points of disagreement, there is indeed common ground, common ideals and values that both groups cherish and could cheer about. The light of truth that shone through is our common humanity and common desire as humans and as Americans for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the seeds that were planted that day were seeds of awakening to our oneness, a sparking of the flame of light that unites us, and not a fanning of fires that divide us. Let us pray. Open our eyes, Lord, that we may see glimpses of truth you have for us. Place in our hands the wonderful key that shall unlock and set us free. Silently now, on bended knees, ready, we wait your will to see. Open our eyes, illumine us, Spirit divine. Amen.